And in the intensity games like last night was a physical fur. It really suits his style, and I think he gets wound up for those games. We need that. But, you know, a good example of a guy who's not the biggest guy in the game, but when you play with that much intensity, you can have a huge impact on
it. He said the time he made the scratch really lit a fire on Coons, I guess, being 10 and
you know what? I mean, it should have. It was really not directed at him. It wasn't. I thought his play was just okay at the time, but he had put himself in a position to be scratched because he was no different than a bunch of other guys, and it was positional. But I think for a guy, sometimes you get a little complacent, you get a little comfortable with where you're at, and maybe sometimes you look too far down the road. You know, your contract's up at the end of the year, and you're thinking about next year. And I'm sure it's not a conscious thing with him. He's a hard worker, but sometimes it's really important just to focus on the immediacy of where you're at and taking care of things. And since that time, let me go back. First of all, he deserves an awful lot of credit for how he handled that, because some players, it would have either destroyed them or they would have taken it as such a negative that their play would have deteriorated. He did the opposite. He came on. I remember the practice. We were on the road, and he worked his butt off and got back in the lineup and has never given us any reason to want to take him out again.
He said he felt like he needed to prove himself to you.
I think that there's part of it. I mean, the four or five guys that I think originally didn't necessarily get off to really good starts here when we came in, and felt maybe a little bit of that pressure and got squeezed a little bit. They've performed pretty well. You know, they've responded well to it.
He got his goal shorthanded. Even before the goal, he had a lot of shots shorthanded.
Well, we started to generate some things shorthanded, and I think that just comes from confidence, and it's building a little bit there. They're not as afraid to make a play now when they're short because they've had some success with it. So when your penalty kill's struggling, the first thing you're always screaming is just get it down. Just kill the penalty, just get it down. And then when you have some confidence, and we've changed some of the things that we do at Bice to allow our forwards a little more room to skate and keep some speed, and that's a huge lift for us in a game like that to be able to get back to even on a shorthanded goal.
Even when you're killing the penalty, having that, you know, aggressive, does that help you, you know, kill it more just because you have the guys in the power play on their toes?
No, there's no question. It makes them respect your forwards a little bit when there's a turnover and your forwards get it. They're not just casually waiting for you to dump it down. Then they have to hold the line, and it changes the amount of time they have in-zone pressure. And I think that's the biggest change for us in our PK, is that we've not been as passive in our end of the ice, and we just spend more time hunting the puck, and that keeps other teams on their heels a little bit.
He said he didn't intend on moving the wing from the top two lines, but toward the end of the game.
Willie, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I actually did it in the second period. Willie blocked a shot in the first period on the power play, and I think it didn't help him any out in the ice. And Eric and we just felt at that point that line was going to have to be the difference for us, and so we put Roots back there. I think you're going to see some movement in what we would, I don't like to say top six guys, but those two lines, the Cullen Stahl line, you'll see some movement over the course of games just by how guys are going.
Well, Chad's kind of found that comfort zone now, playing well.
Yeah.
Justin yesterday, it's kind of been more of a struggle for him.
Yeah. We cannot underestimate the amount of time off he's had, and the task of coming back early from a significant injury. It's going to take him. He is absolutely going to have to grind everything out for the rest of the year. He's going to have to be mentally tough to do it, and it's a real challenge. And it's a real credit to him that he's come back early, but because he's such a pro and a competitive guy, he's not happy with the way he's playing, and that's to be expected. That's how he got to where he is. The harder part for a guy who scored in the 30s a couple times is you got to almost get yourself back to being a grinder to start, and then everything else will come after it.
Not super on a team that's been a star for goals. Playing at this top level.
Yeah, I mean, we're still that way ahead of schedule with him in terms of injury and coming back from it. But he, even for his own sake, he's got to put some pucks in there and start feeling good about himself.
Thank you,
guys.
Appreciate it.